Shvi'is, Perikei Mishnah Hei, 5:5. The Mishnah's questioning when a person, Motzi Shvi'is, can purchase Luf and not be afraid that it either is Shemitah produce that's produced illegally if he's buying from an unscrupulous person, or even if it's from a properly reliable person, would have potentially the problem of Bior, etc., Kedusha Shvi'is. So when is that no longer a problem? So, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a special leniency when it comes to Luf. Since we learned in the previous mission that when it comes to Luf, if you want to extract them in the Shemitah year, it has to be done in an unusual way, according to Beis Hillel, with an unusual tool of a kardum, and according to Beis Shammah, even worse, you have to use wooden spades. And here, the Yerushalmi says the case is that when you're buying this Luf, you're buying it from someone who stored it underground, meaning he extracted it sometime in the seventh year and then stored it underground later on, put it away for storage. So, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a leniency. When it comes to Luf, he says, Me'emasai mutala adam likach Luf b'motzi shviyas. From when may a person purchase Luf in the beginning of the eighth year? Rabbi Yehuda omer, miyad, immediately. Rabbi Yehuda shita is immediately upon the eighth year. If you're buying a Luf that was kept in storage in the ground, you can assume safely this was not illegally planted or Shemitah produce, and because of the Durabanans in the previous Mishnah, it's such a pain in the neck to sort of extract them, and even people who aren't, otherwise careful about Shemitah observance, since there is this existing Durabanan regarding Luf extraction, they won't be bothered. So Luf is an exception to the rule, says Rabbi Yehuda, while all other fruits and vegetables, the rule for buying in the eighth year is only when the new crop is readily available, but Luf is different because of the exceptions we just said, says Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, he says you can buy it immediately. The Chacham, however, say, no, Luf is no different than any other vegetable you extract from the ground. You can't assume in the eighth year that it's not a Shemitah vegetable until the eighth year crop is readily available for everyone. And that's what they say. Chacham Omrim, Mishi Yirba Chadash. Once the Chadash, the new crop, is Yirbe, is plentiful, meaning it's readily available, at that point you can buy Luf without any concern. It belongs to the seventh year, which is the same by all other crops that you get in eighth year. Halachas like the Chachamim.